You're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter, and in this episode, we're talking to Ally Sheedy and Noah Silver. Hey guys, this is our last interview for the DirecTV series Full Circle. Kristen Burt talked to Ally Sheedy and Noah Silver, and if you're a fan of Ally Sheedy, like I am, you'll definitely enjoy it. And to tell you more, here's Kristen.
Hi, I'm Kristen Burt for Daily Actor. This is the final set of interviews with the cast of DirecTV's Full Circle. The cast's effusive praise for Neil LaBute's work in his first foray in television makes me think this won't be his last. Ally Sheedy and Noah Silver play a mother and son in the ninth episode, and their script was delivered in both English and French. For Silver, the bilingual aspect of the script was easy since he moved to France when he was 4 years old. For Sheedy, it was a bit more challenging, but she handled it well. Silver even praised her accent. Anyone that has followed Sheedy's career knows that she puts 100% behind each role, from playing Allison Reynolds in The Breakfast Club to the gender-bending role in Hedwig and the Angry Inch on stage. The actress truly loses herself in any character she plays. The reason she took on the challenge of LaBute's script might be my favorite quote from the entire set of interviews I did. She honestly shared with me, quote, "I have no frigging clue how I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to say yes." And that's exactly why she did the role. It's a good thing she did say yes, because her work in Full Circle is incredible. Before we go to the full interview with Ally Sheedy and Noah Silver, I'm going to hand it back to Lance to wrap it up.
Why, thank you, Kristen. And now it's plug time. If you need a website, casting director mailing labels, career coaching, list of headshot photographers in your area, we've got all that and more. And our stuff is not going to kill your bank account. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Ally and Noah.
Do either of you speak French in real life?
I moved to France when I was four. My mom's French, so I'm French. Yeah, I've got both citizenships.
So how did Ally do?
Great. Like, seriously, like, usually, no, she did an amazing job. I don't think any, yeah, it was really convincing, and we were completely able to forget that she was American when I was talking to her. I was, like, talking to a French person, really. She did a great job.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. I was worried.
Is it hard as an actress to process working in another language, because you have to think about what you're saying and then?
No, because Celeste and Robbie have a part of their relationship that they talk about in French. That's like separate from what they talk about when they speak English. So no, and it was when we would go into French, the rhythm would change. But yeah, it was also secret. It was like code almost.
Yeah, the change in language was a part of the story, and it was an important thing that it just sets us apart to be able to speak in our secret language. So it was
It made sense. It wasn't like just suddenly randomly switching languages just because you just do. It was specifically for a reason.
So now, Ally, you're very particular about the roles you'll take. You're very discriminating with what you choose. What was it about this project and Neil LaBute's words that drew you into this web?
Well, it's written beautifully. He's a genius of a writer. It was probably the most challenging thing that's come along in maybe ever. Maybe it's the most challenging thing that's come along in a long time. It had to, the subject matter, what's going on with the relationship, it's really dark and a big challenge to put on. Working with Noah, straight, 25 pages, this particular relationship, and the two languages. So it was absolutely perfect, because I read it and thought, I have no friggin' clue how I'm going to do it. But I'm just going to say yes.
You look at the script and think, I have no idea how I'm going to approach this, when do you finally start breaking it down when you got on set? I know you guys didn't have a lot of rehearsal time, so how do you figure out that character?
By myself, just because that character and their scene is so much in the language, there's nothing that isn't written. So it was first I tackled the French, because I needed to have weeks of that, and I had to do that on my own. And then it was figuring out Celeste through it. But the thing that, I'm going to say it again, the thing that gave me that character and gave me that entire scene was when I finally met Noah. And great. Finally got this relationship and who Noah was about. Then it was
really clear.
It all fell into place. You answer the question now.
I mean, for me, in terms of the... because our relationship is such a big part of the plot. And my relationship with Allie and her... Well, Celeste's way of bringing me up was so important in defining how this kid was going to behave. I just got a feel for him when I read the scripts. And I understood, like, the pressure he was under from his, like, sixth sense of knowing things and having a feeling for bad things to come. We had a full day of rehearsal, though, which was... cool. You know, we got to work through, and the director, our director, Sana, we had one full day
right.
reading through it and rehearsing. And figuring out the rhythm and tone. Yeah.
Right, and then we had time just to hang out and do our own thing.
Yeah.
So that was really good too.
As a young actor, is it overwhelming to work with Neil LaBute and his words? Because I think I would be overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, I was. It's so weird because when you first read it, it seems like really simple and light, but the more you read it and the more you get into it, there's just so many layers to it, and like it touches so many different things at the same time that it's just like it really takes you back. It's more than really what's there. But I was really excited.
As a young actor, how challenging is it? Because LaBute has a definite rhythmic lyricism his words and the structure of the sentence.
That was a big challenge for us. And we discovered it, I think, as we went through it, that You really didn't have to do much, that it was all there, and it's definitely very quick. It was definitely a challenge, but it was, you know, part of the
I felt thing like we needed to have the whole story, the whole emotional story had to be present and underneath all of the words. And then we were getting a direction, especially from Nick, who's... does a lot of stuff with LaBute, that when we were first started doing our scene, that he needed to be going more quickly, which was not how we had been rehearsing it, because we'd been figuring out all the subtext. But because I think all of that was already there, it didn't matter to suddenly have to pick up the rhythm. At first it felt strange, and then I felt like, no, it doesn't matter, because everything that we needed to work on is present.
It's in the word, yeah. It's like the thought process and the words were the same thing.
And also the emotional life of the two of them, that we had found that. I felt like we had found that. And so that it was right there. And it it was supported. Does that make sense? All the words were supported.
Were you able to establish the mother-son bond like that instantly?
We were able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, on our own time.
Yeah.
Okay, bond. We spent a couple afternoons, I think, together just hanging out, driving around, and that... you know, to get a level of comfort, and you're talking about the parts a lot, I think,
yeah.
The two that did a little bit of that.
But we were also extremely lucky because it was, I mean, because of who Noah is. Just when I met Noah, I felt like, oh my God, this is going to be fine. This is just going to be fine, you know. And we started working together, and I felt like, okay, I love him, and this is going to be fine. And my most important thing was I really want him to trust me. He can trust me. So please trust me, you know, because it's dangerous area that's in this relationship. And then I felt like he did, which was enormous for me. It was a big deal.
Working with a veteran like Allie, with all the experience that she has in the different genres and the different areas of different media, what's the greatest thing you learned from her, from working with her, or even just observing her?
I
you can cover your ears if you want.
No, I'm interested actually in the answer.
I mean, you know, from the craft of it, you know, working with her and being able to bounce off her reaction and her words was really easy, but it was but I think mostly what I learned from Allie is more in like the personal side of it, about how to, because this is such a special, I mean, it's just not a usual lifestyle, you should say. Just that talking about her, about going through, you know, stuff and developing a career in this, and how to really just not lose yourself in it and just stay grounded and figure your while people are figuring out your future, you need to figure out yourself too, you know, at the same time and not worry about that. And
yeah.
Just gave me a lot of comfort. I think that was the biggest lesson, yeah.
When you look back over your career, do you think that being so strongly identified as a member of the Rat Pack and some of the John Hughes films, do you think that's a good thing now in retrospect, or did it make you crazy at the time? Can you reflect a little bit on that?
I think it's been really great because, what made me crazy at the time was that it becoming very famous happened very, very, very quickly. And I had to figure out what that was going to mean for my life and whether or not I was going to be able to keep my life. Did I want my life to be about being a famous person, or did I want my life to be about other things? And I figured out that I actually wanted it to be about other things. But the Breakfast Club has been great. I mean, I don't think about it. I'm doing whatever, and people come up and talk to me all the time because it's not me. They love that character. That character meant something to them, or the movie meant something to them, and that, you know, that feels really good because you did something that has a meaning for somebody that I have never met before. And there's something personal about that, you know. I love hearing that. I feel like, wow, it's just something I did actually had an effect on somebody else. And when you're in a creative thing, that's what you're doing. If you paint a painting, it's going to have an effect on somebody that you don't know. So to feel like that actually happened, it's kind of magical.
No. Do you like having more structure in the roles that you take in terms of the scripting and the dialogue, or do you like it looser where you do have the freedom to go?
I have found that what I really like to have is something that's well written. Sometimes something will come along and feel like, okay, it's I can make it better. That's the worst thing, because if it isn't right there in the writing, maybe you can, but it's so much easier to do this job if it's actually well written. And then there's so many elements to it. If it's a director that I feel like I can trust, it makes a huge difference. Who the other actor is makes a huge difference. But at this point, I just want something that's well written.
How do you feel about Hedwig coming back to Broadway?
It's going to be awesome.
It was off Broadway, but now it's Broadway. So.
It's going to be amazing.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he's going to be amazing. He will.
It's going to be. It's a great role.
It's a great role.
And you sort of, I mean, which is kind of interesting, because mostly it's been men that have played that role, and you
right.
as a female played it, so that was kind of an interesting twist on the whole story.
It was an interesting twist. I really liked it, because it was supposed to be a boy who had gotten a sex change to be a woman, and it hadn't quite worked, so it was like three different sexual orientations going on at once during the whole thing, which I really liked. I love doing it. I wish I had Neil Patrick Harris's voice or John's. It would have made it easier. I was so hard to pull up the songs, but I loved that character.
Thanks, Allie and Noah, and thanks, Kristen, for doing all that great work, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Follow Kristen as well. She's at twitter.com/KristenBurt, KristinBurt. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.